Hello.
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
Excitement has been building for this track, hasn't it? So all your little teasers. How do you think it's different from Black Magic? Because I've just heard a little sneak peek and it sounds very different.
Yeah, it's completely different. I think it's definitely, well, Black Magic is 80s classic pop. And I think Love Me Like You is almost like more Motown-y. But we love bringing out just fresh things all the time. Like, we don't want to do samey-samey. Like, we just love mixing it up. Pardon the pun, don't we, girl?
I like puns, so go with it.
The video for Black Magic looked amazing fun. Are you sort of going down that theme again, this sort of Americana? It harks back to sort of everything I watched when I was a teenager, and I love it.
Yeah, I think we've kind of kept the whole acting thing, haven't we? And we've tried to link the Black Magic video with the Love Me Like You video slightly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think everybody loved the Black Magic video, so I think they'll love the next one even more.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah.
If I don't say so myself.
Do you have fun sort of doing all those, like dressing up and sort of acting for the day?
Yeah, we love it. It's like our favourite thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's so fun to like do a different character. And I think it's nice as well to show people that we can act and show people our personalities as well, because usually we're dancing around all the time, so it's a nice change.
Yeah. You have been setting squad goals, I think, for absolutely every girl out there. You just look like you guys are closer than ever.
Yeah.
Would you say that's true?
Yeah, 100%. Definitely. Yeah, we just love having each other's company. Like, we're the best of friends. There's just not one of those annoying people in the group that just has that big ego or anything. We don't have that in this group. Like, we are all
equal.
Yeah, we're very equal, and we don't try to outdo each other. We're just all trying to live our dream, and yeah, it's nice to have three sisters.
Yeah, I think that's what makes you guys work so well as well, that you are so in check. Like, whenever I hear you guys sing acoustically, I mean, your harmonies are just incredible. You're just proving it to everyone how good singers you are.
Oh, thank you.
That's so sweet.
Well, it looked like you've had an amazing night performing with One Direction, then going out after. Made me think supergroup. Would you ever like to work with them? Would you ever think about a little supergroup like that?
Yeah, definitely. I remember we saw Liam at the thing, and he said he wants to write with us for the next album. So that would be good.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Like them, would you ever consider a break somewhere down the line or not?
I mean, if we ever get as successful as them... And obviously, they're work to the bone. Mm. So clearly, they needed a little break, I think. Mm. They deserve it. They've worked very, very hard. But I think if we're ever at their level and we'd like a break, it would be lovely.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I know. We've got such a long way to go. Like, we haven't scraped the surface of what we want to achieve yet. Like, we have achieved so much, but we want global success. Like, we want to be the biggest girl band in the world. It's going to take a lot of work.
But you are so clearly heading in that direction.
Oh, thank you.
You must feel like that.
I feel like the hype is getting there. We've got an amazing fan base, like so many fans, which is amazing. Mm. But yeah, like America and stuff, such a big place. There's so many countries that we still haven't been to yet. So yeah, we've got a lot to conquer, but we're willing to put the work in to do it.
Do you have like a bucket list? Do you have like a checklist places you want to go?
Yeah, we do.
Where do you desperately want to go to then?
South America would
be great. Yes, we want to conquer South America.
Ooh,
we want to do a song in Spanish. 100%. Mm-hmm.
That is setting some high targets.
Yeah.
Do you speak Spanish?
No. No.
But we recorded Wings in Japanese and Korean.
Yeah.
And obviously we don't speak a word of Japanese or Korean, but it turned out pretty well. So yeah, we'd love to do it in as many languages as we can, really.
Yes.
100%. I need to learn how to talk in English first, because yeah, I'm really tired.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry about it.
Now, Jessie, obviously you got engaged at one of our events, melting anyone's heart. But I want to hear about this rumor that Ed Sheeran's going to have to name your first child.
Huh? Oh my God! How did you find out?
I read an article about that.
Yeah.
What?
Oh yeah, he just said he obviously said to Jake that he would do it, and then he was like, but only if I can name your child.
How do you feel about this?
And Jake was like, well, maybe not the first name. You can give him the middle name.
That's cute.
That's so sweet that he wants to do that.
Has he run any names by you?
Yeah, and it's really rude.
What is it?
He's joking. He was like, he's not. He was like, his middle name has to be MF. And he's like, and then when he's 18, I want to tell him why his middle name is MF.
Oh my!
Probably can't use that on radio.
But
confused.
you could make it a name beginning with like a two middle names, one beginning with M, one beginning F, and then they can find out.
Yeah,
later
he's naughty. Is.
At least it's not a first name.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that definitely.
Would you do it?
Yeah. Why not?
Thank you. You are way more relaxed than I would be. Perry, I loved your foray into makeup tutorials the other day.
Yeah, I thought I'd give it a go.
I liked it, but it got me thinking, you know the Kardashians have just released all these apps?
Yes.
Right, would you guys ever create apps, individual ones, and what would be on them?
Ooh. Well, we've been approached to do a Little Mix app.
Oh, have you?
Before, which is really exciting. So we're kind of in talks about that, but we'd absolutely love to do something like that. Mm. You think it'd be really fun?
Yeah, apps make millions, you know?
So we're on that.
All about the money. But who would be the one of you that's a bit like Chloe and is a little bit naughtier?
Jessie. Oh, yeah. Jessie's naughty.
Jessie is
Well, what does Chloe
hilarious.
Do on hers?
She may have written an article about stuff we again can't talk about on the radio.
Oh.
But you know.
Okay.
We'll talk about it after.
Yeah, we'll talk about it after. I'm just intrigued to see. Now, I'm loving emojis at the moment. Which emoji would you say best describes each of you?
Ooh. The monkey face when you're covering its eyes.
Right.
Or the blushed face.
No, I think for you, mm-hmm. the monkey face that does cover his mouth.
All right, okay.
Because he's like, whoop, and you're Jade, what are you?
Don't know. I like the Spanish one. Dancer as well.
Yeah. Everyone knows her.
Yeah. Fingernails. Painting. Fingernails. Yeah.
Yes.
Is there anyone you think is missing? Like, so Carly Rae Jepsen told me the other day that she really wants a fingers crossed emoji.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's never there, and I always want to put that emoji.
Yeah. That'll be good. Oh, yeah. Good
that needs to be there.
Well, I suppose you always use that, don't you, instead? Like, please.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you know what I think's missing? Confused face. There used to be one on the BB app.
Oh, like with a squiggly mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, because like I always use that sort of awkward, like, slightly side mouth.
Yeah, I use that one, yeah.
I don't ever use that. I'll get onto that one.
I know.
It should be a little mix one. To use.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Yeah. And it can come up with because I used a hashtag last night and it put up an emoji on my Twitter without me even putting it there. You should speak to Twitter and get that. What would the Little Mix emoji be then?
I think it should be like four girls in a line, in a little hug.
In a hug.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh. Have you guys been watching The X Factor?
Yeah.
We have.
What are you making of it this year?
We love it. It's great. Mm. We are loving the girls.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yes. We think there's some really, really strong voices this year within the girls. I love the blonde girl and there's a ginger haired girl. They're both really young though. And I think they've got amazing voices. I think they're going to be strong contenders this year.
I think there's going to be a dark horse along the line. I mean, you know when there's always that that act that just comes out from nowhere and everyone's like, oh, okay. I think there'll be a lot of that.
Mm. Yeah. So you still sort of love watching it?
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Makes me nervous though.
Does it?
Yeah, still get that feeling whenever I watch them like audition especially because obviously we know what that feels like when you're on that stage. Mm. It's terrifying.
Yeah, and when you get to the live stage, like, do you sort of sit there when they're sort of, like, waiting to find out if they're through, going, oh, my God, this was horrible.
Sometimes awful. I kind of wish I could relive it, to remind myself of the pain. No, I'm joking. But I'd like to relive when we won, because that feeling was just, like, an out-of-body experience. It was just insane.
Do you ever watch it on YouTube and get emotional?
There's a little clip going around of when, and me and Jade are like... And I can't even speak. It's just strange.
It makes me emotional.
Yeah.
And just finally, out of interest, do you ever get starstruck and have to keep your little fangirl in check?
Yes, all the time.
Yeah. Who's been the sort of most?
Well, as I say, we recently met Stella McCartney, and obviously, like, she's incredible. So, and she brought her child back to see us. So it was just insane.
Mm. Oh, was at your show?
Yeah, at the Apple Music Festival.
Oh, wow.
It was insane. And I think Selena Gomez was watching as well, which is amazing.
Yeah, at the Glamour Awards, we met Goldie Hawn and Kate Hudson. Yeah. And I literally am obsessed with both of them. Like, my mum was obsessed with Goldie and I was obsessed with Kate. And then literally I seen them and I couldn't even talk. I was shaking. It was so embarrassing. I've never been like that before, but oh well.
No. It happens. It still happens all the time.
You got to just deal with it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for
joining us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.